Blog Talk Radio.
What did you say?
I'm saying that now it is exactly time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you call the 151 number, 1515?
Actually, we saw it request that it is not using the data.
Oh, because now you called this number and it is shutting off another program. From the way it is now, can we? Huh?
The number that you gave us, it is in WhatsApp.
Yeah, but it has cut off another program.
Okay, let me check the number to see that if it will work.
No, it's not wrong to be on WhatsApp, but when you call in now, we must bow down and worship, bow down and worship, and we bow down and worship, Jesus the Lord, bow down and worship, and we bow down and worship, bow down and worship, Jesus my King. Bow down and worship, let us bow down and worship, let us bow down and worship. Jesus, my Lord, bow down and worship. I will bow down and worship. We must bow down and worship. Down and worship. Bow down and worship. I will bow down and worship. Jesus, my Lord, bow down and worship. Let us bow down and worship. Jesus, bow down. Jesus, my Lord, bow down and worship. Yes, now you are on the air. You are on the radio now.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, you are on the radio now. Yes.
Yeah, let me communicate with the pastor to say that if the number is working.
Yeah, what we do, maybe you don't have to preach very long. Maybe you can do 10 minutes.
Let us see. Let us check and see.
We can do 10 minutes each of you. You understand?
I don't know if I'm using the credit or the internet. That's what I'm.
Jesus our Lord, bow down and worship. Let us bow down and worship. We must bow down and worship. Jesus our King, bow down and worship. Let us bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. Jesus my Lord, bow down and worship. I will bow down and worship. Oh, welcome, man. God bless you, man.
Yes, sir. Happy Sunday, sir.
Happy Sunday. Good evening. Welcome, man. Hi,
yes,
the family.
Thank you,
sir. Children. Hi, everybody.
We are all doing fine, sir. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Let us have an opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We ask, Lord, that you will be with us. And bless this service. Speak to us. Let your word find a place in us. Make us doers of your word and not just hearers of law. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to do just 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. And then I'm going to hand over to you. And then we have some pastors from Kenya, East Africa, who are going to join us. They too are going to do 10 minutes, and so on and so on and so forth. I know God, because God can see those people. It doesn't really matter. So, well, what I have for today is a prayer that moved mountains. A prayer that moved mountains, Mark chapter 11, verse 23 to 24. Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verse number 23 and 24. Prayer that moved mountains. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prayer that moves mountains. There are prayers that move mountains. The prayer that moves mountains is the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief. Say, have faith in God. If you can have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this sinkable tree, be thou removed and be thou planted in the sea. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. That's Luke 17, verse 3. Jesus made that statement. Luke 17, verse 3. Jesus made that statement. He said, and Jesus said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. See? The prayer of faith is not just a religious prayer. The prayer of faith is the prayer where you say the word of God, you speak the word of faith, and God honors faith. God said, my word will not come back to me void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which I sent it. All the scripture we have read, it's about prayer, but this type of prayer is the prayer where you release the word of God. You say, you can say to this mountain, you can say to that sickness, you can say to that problem, you can say to that thing worrying you, you can speak to the mountain. Of course, Jesus spoke to the sea, peace be still. Jesus spoke to diseases and sicknesses and diseases, and he commanded them to go, and they left. Jesus spoke to the trees. Jesus spoke to demons, and they moved. See? The power of the spoken word. If you read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you found out that prayer was not always a religious activity. It was not just an activity. Prayer is the word of faith being released. You know, prayer speaking what God has commanded, saying the word of God, releasing the word of faith from your mouth. Prayer was not always sanctimonious, you know, kneeling down and put your hands in a particular manner, and then you start to mumble words. Most of the prayers in the Bible were spoken words. Spoken words. Rhema is the spoken word. Logos is the written word of God. The written word of God is Logos. The spoken word of God is Rhema. When you take the word of God and you speak it out, it becomes Rhema. And God said, my word shall not come back to me void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. You can say to this problem, be thou removed. You can say to that sickness, be thou removed. You can say to that incommentary, be thou removed. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Many times people speak words they don't believe in their heart. They say with their mouth and it's not working. You need to say with your mouth, you believe it in your heart. And then that goes on and God begins to move and things begin to happen. We need to speak the word of faith. We need to speak to the problems. We need to speak to sickness and disease. We need to speak to the obstacles and the hindrances. We need to speak to the obstructions. We need to speak to the problems. We speak to them. When you speak to them, they will disappear in the name of Jesus. You command the demons to get out of the way. You command sickness and disease to get out of the way. You command poverty to get out of the way. You command every problem to go in the name of Jesus. When you speak the word of God, you are already praying. See, people think that prayer is always, you know, some religious activity, you know. You kneel down in a particular way, you fold your hands, and then you begin to talk and mumble words and so on and so forth. Read through the Bible. Prayer was not always some religious thing. Most of the prayers in the Bible, read through them. They were spoken words. Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. Jesus said, you can say to the obstacle, be thou removed. Jesus said, you can speak to sickness and disease, be thou removed. You can speak to the sea, peace be still. When Jesus came across that sea, troubled sea, he did not have to, you know, kneel down in a particular way, you know, sanctimonious and religious way, no. Jesus spoke the word of faith. He spoke the word of God. Peace be still. And when Jesus spoke that word went forth. It shall not return void. Isaiah 55. Say, my word shall go forth. It shall not return void. It shall accomplish that purpose for which I have sent it. Today we're going to pray. We're going to speak the word of faith. And the word of faith shall go forth and accomplish the purpose for which we have sent it. Oh yes, a prayer of faith. That is the prayer we are going to pray right now. We are not praying a prayer of unbelief, a prayer of doubt, a prayer of fear, a prayer that we are not sure. We are praying a prayer of faith, a prayer that moves, prayer that moves mountains. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we are getting ready to pray now. We're going to pray. Our prayer today is going to take another shape. It's going to be spoken word. You are going to speak to the issues around you. You are going to speak to the problems around you. You are going to speak. Yes, Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Luke 17, 6, Jesus said, you can say to the sycamore tree, be thou rooted out and be casted away. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. See, the prayer of faith, we call it the prayer of faith, the prayer that moves mountains. That is the prayer we are going to pray now. Because for people, they pray the prayer of doubt, the prayer of fear, prayer of unbelief. And God is not working. with such, you know, we need to speak the word of faith. The word of faith is my son and sin. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word of God is my son and sin. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word of God is my son and sin. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. So let us begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Yes, begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that problem. Speak to poverty. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. We Jesus, we speak to that obstacle. We speak to that angel. We speak to that obstruction. We speak. Yes, we command the demons, the power of darkness, the prophet of evil. We command all precise and power, spiritual wickedness, I say. We bound the devil, bound the demon, bound the enemy. We cast the
in a very long time, nobody can be able to change. My Father, I pray that God you hold everything in this world. I connect myself to power and the pleasure of your Lord. My Lord and my Father, do we move on as we do anything, Lord? I know to your pleasure, I know to your pleasure, Lord, do everything.
We command the enemy to get out of our way. We command the enemy to get out of our way. We command the enemy.
To invite our listeners who are broadcasting live
who are listening, who are listening on to us. I just invite you for this evening session that God has allowed us to sit and share the word. Before I start, let me pray. The Heavenly Father, I come to you in this evening, our Lord, as you chose me to be your servant, Lord, to lead your people in the world. Lord, I am not a good than others, Lord, but it is by your favor, my Father, you have allowed us today to speak to speak in the front of your students and your sons, Lord. My Father, I pray that the word that I'm going to give, Lord, let not me to be seen, but let your power to be seen, let your presence to be here. Lord, let me decrease and you increase in every part of the world. I thank you. I glorify your name. I give you honor and praises. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Yesterday, I talked about the Holy Spirit. Today, I have a message from the book of 2 Kings 20, verse 1. But I'm talking about building good relationship with God. Building good relationship with God. God has given me this message to speak it. Many people in this world, they think that they are building good relationship with God, but they are against with the will of God. They doesn't work according to the will of God. They doesn't move to the will of God. That God created the man to live and to know him and to work for God. But they have diverted the message, and now they are not building the good relationship with God. They have gone against the will of God. So, here in the book of Kings, we have a man called Ezekiah. Ezekiah, he was sick at the time. And he was a prophet. The prophet Isaiah was sent to Ezekiah. And they tell him, Ezekiah, that the servant of God, that God has sent me here to tell you that prepare your family, prepare your house, that now you are going to die. You are going to be no end more. You will not live. At the time you reach at one extent, you don't know anything to do. It is the time that you have got a message in your life, disappoints you, dislocates you, move you from what you were focusing to do. That Ezekiel, he was a servant of God. But the prophet Isaiah now has been sent to Ezekiel to deliver the message that now you will not live again. You are not there. You will not exist. But let me read before I continue. In the book of 2 Kings 20, verse 1. In those days was Ezekiel sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came into him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have been walked before thee in the truth and the wit, with a perfect heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiel wept sore. And it came to pass, while Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Ezekiel, the captain of the people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy cry, I have seen the tears. Behold, I will hear thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add thou days 15 years, and I will deliver thy house thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria. I will defend the city for my own sake and for my servant's sake. Hallelujah. We have reached number five. So this is the time that Ezekiel was sick. And now he was ready. Every person knows that Ezekiel, it has reached to an accident, is going to death, to die. And the servant, the prophet of God, Isaiah, was sent to Ezekiel and to tell him that to put order everything in his house. And now he's going to die and not live again. So how many times do you get a bad message from people? How many do you listen? People saying against you, saying against your will, against your thoughts, against your mind. But let me tell you, God has been sending people to you, speaking against it. But this is the time when people, they deliver the bad message to you, and they turn to the world, and they ask God, God, I have been working on you. God, I have been doing great things for you. And now, what am I going to, why am I, this I want to happen? Why am I going to die? As the second he has turned his face and the cry bitterly. Let me tell you, even crying is praying. And you see in the book of Genesis, when Sarah gets the maid, which was the thing given to Abraham, when they reached to an extent, this maid cried to Jesus, and Jesus provided. So I need to tell you that what you are thinking about, but even when you cry bitterly, you cry from the interior of your heart, God will listen and hear you. God will change things, will turn things from bad to good, will turn the ways the enemy has planned for you. God is a God who stands with his people. He will never leave. So when Ezekiel had the message, he did not fall down and started doing crazy things. He turned to the world. He turned and started praying to God and asking God, God, I have been building a good relationship with you, and I have been going good ways for you. I have been working in a righteous way. I have been moving in a righteous way. Why now I'm going to die? When God had the message from Ezekiel, and God come again to Isaiah and tell him, Isaiah, now get back to my servant. Hallelujah. God is going to bring a good message to you today that everything you have been passing through, the difficulties, the ways that are not good in your life, God is going to divert. God is going to change. The evil dominated, people have been dominated by the evil plans, but God is going to change to becoming a blessing to your life. Now the good message is coming to the Ezekiel, that you are going to live, hallelujah, that you are going to see again, as if the message was bad, that when you cry to God, when you call to God, God changes things. God diverted every plan of the devil, and now he says a good message is here, and now I'm going to add you 15 years, and all of that you will be remembered in the book of life, hallelujah. Many people in this world, we are doing crazy things. We are disappointing God. But this is the time you need to repent back and build a good relationship with God. And start building a good relationship with God. How many times you do evil? We are not righteous. We are not going in the ways of God. We commit things not in a good way. But I'm telling you, this is the time that you need to turn. Whoever who is listening to me today, God has sent me to tell you, turn from your wicked way. And start now building a good relationship with God. Build a good relationship with power. Relationship of the anointing. That when you sit in the throne of God, when you sit in the house of God, and you dwell in the house of God, God will send a servant. God will send someone from all corners of the world that they are going to deliver the message that has been given. You are going to be present. You are going to be called a blessed nation. You are going to be healed. Whoever has been distracted from every kind of the evil, God is going to send people. Many people are miserable in life. They have no hope in their lives. They have no hope in everything they do. They start a business and sometimes that business dies. They doesn't have the beer in business. I'm telling you, call the Lord. Call God to start the business. Call God to start the marriage. Call God to everything that you are handling in this world. That God will take the first opportunity and come and send a servant and send a prophet that who will deliver you from what you have been going through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is good. So many of the people are dropped out because many of the people, they are not playing to God. Many of the people are not, they are not building good relationship with God. Sometimes they make good relationship with themselves, with the people they know. But it is good to make relationship with your friends. It is good to make relationship with everybody around the world. But remember, the greatest commandment that God gives us is love. When you love your neighbors, before everything, God will come and heal you. The first thing you remember is this book. When Ezekiel was sick, and the message came into him that you are going to die, you will not be remembered in anything. You will be a servant who does not even to be remembered with anybody. How many times you get a bad message in your life? How many times you go through difficulties in your life? It does not mean that it's the end, you are going to end of everything. I'm telling you, God is a God who works with people who are ready to work. God is ready to move with you. As we read in the book of the servant called Ayub passed from, Job passed from many temptations. He was being attempted. And even the devil, when the sons of the Lord, they were going to sow to God, even the devil was moving around to sow himself to Jesus. When Jesus was, God was asking, where are you from? I was loitering around. And Jesus asked, how do you see my servant's job is seen? Hallelujah. He gave the message, it's the righteous person, but give me a chance to go and test him. Sometimes a demon can come to test you. It can be able to ask a permission from God to test you. And every challenge that we are going through, it does not mean it comes from the devil. Sometimes we anoint God. Sometimes we make God to be anointed from us because we are from our wicked ways. We have done the bad thing that the Lord does not need. So when we do things that God does not want us to do, and when God hears from the heart, when God makes people, his people to move in the way, and do everything that you learn to make the peace to people. In the book of Matthew 5, verse 9, it says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. How many times you make peace to people? How many times do you learn from people to make them peace? Like Ezekiel, when he was preaching the word, when he has been going through difficulties, he was making peace to people. That's why when God heard his cry, when God listened to him, he said, my son, my prophet Isaiah, go back to my son. Go back to my children and they tell him, now I have heard his cry that I'm going to hurt him 15 years. The bonus of ears. This person, remember, the message has been come. You are going to die in the next minute. You are going to be killed in the next minute. Whatever is going to happen in the next minute. And immediately when he turns God by praying, God is the father telling message has been bring back. And the message comes that God is going to hurt you some years. The business, people, they are doing business. And now, in this business, they are not adding energy. In this business, it does not grow. In this business, they are doing, It is miserable in their lives. And now they doesn't have any hope to do anything in his life. I'm telling you today, start calling the Lord. Start calling the Lord. Start calling the Lord and listening to God. Because God needs you to call him. Whoever calls the Lord, God will hear him. You always call to God. God is there to listen to you. God is waiting to you to call. When you call him, he will listen and send the messenger to bring the message to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What makes the man to know God is
Pastor
not
Moses.
Here from him? Yes.
Pastor Moses.
Yes.
Moses. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so,
yes. I'm listening to you.
We're gonna hold on a little bit. We want to pray. You have preached for some minutes now. I want you to pray for those in need, those who are going through problems and difficulties, are going through issues. We have so many prayer requests here coming on the system. I want you to pray that God will meet their needs and grant them deliverance, salvation, healing, deliverance upon their lives. And then we have Evangelist Lincoln Lawal to come in for a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back to you again. So, Pastor Moses, can you now...
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, you know what your people, they are going through. You have told us in the word that we build a good relationship with you. When we build a good relationship, we will experience your power. We will experience your great things in our lives, God. I know there are people who are listening, but they don't have hope in their lives. They have lost hope in their life. They have gone again into what the will of God needs you to do, Lord Father. Lord, remember those who are in sickness, who have been passing difficulty in their life, and they don't have hope in their life. My Father, I pray today, and I connect the power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the power, Lord, we say in your word, your hand has not been shorted, to not reach, to not to touch. Lord, I lay my hand and I touch anybody suffering from any Lord. You say you will cleanse them, my Father. You say when your people, they worship you in the spirit of the true Lord, you will remove everything. You will remove everything that you stand against them, my Father. Lord, I thank you. And I give you the opportunity, my Father, to connect them with the power and the blessings of the Holy Spirit. When they come in and out, Lord, bless them. Bless their family. I pray for children all over the world. I put them on your hand for my Father. And also I know that God, you do things no man can do. Lord, change and they pass heaven to deliver to run for our children and for our families. My Father, I call you and I call your power and I call your presence. Lord, cover those who are sick, Lord, with your blood. And they change every path they are feeling that they are not good, Lord. I know, God, your sons are waiting for you. And your sons are feeling that God will fill them with your power. Lord, remember the women, the families, and the children, Lord. Remember the fathers. Remember the fathers in the family, Lord. Remember the parents, Lord. Remember everything,
yes,
Lord, has been standing with you, Lord. I know that all people, they have been burden from their mind. Lord, when we come to you, my Father, I know God will deliver and change everything the way you need, Lord. Lord, change people who are listening and who are sick, and now they want to be delivered, and now they want to be healed. My Father heals them, and they change everything that went wrong to become a blessing in their lives. Everybody who has spoken a curse to your children, Lord, and now I change to become a blessing, Lord. I plan to become a blessing to my Father. And when they will see you going in and out, they call you the blessed man. We call you the blessed man in this mission. I thank you. I glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the way from Nairobi, Kenya, we got Pastor Moses blessing us with the word of God today. That was a good one right there. We want to have Honorable Lady Evangelist Lanka Lawal. She's going to be sharing with us in a couple of minutes, maybe 10 minutes or whatever. Then we'll go from there. She's going to lead us in some prayer points too. So over to you, Mama.
Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I exalt you, Lord God Almighty, for giving me this opportunity to be able to teach. Father,
yes.
Lead and guide me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today's topic is trust. Trust God's timing. Trust God's timing.
Yes.
Our scripture is taken from Psalm 18 and Daniel 18-19 tells us, and there were again, that again, and touched me one like the appearance of a man. Daniel 10 verse 18-19, and he strengthened me and said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. You be strong. And when he has spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for that has strengthened me. When God speaks to us, we are strengthened. One truth about God is that he knows everything. Nothing that
yes.
happens to you takes him by surprise. He knew every detail of your life, even before you were born. Jeremiah 1:5. Your breath is in his hand. Daniel 5:23. Your heart is in his hand. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, he has even numbered the hairs on our heads. Luke 12 verse 7. That is why according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, you should faithfully trust, obey, and depend on him in every situation. Trust in the Lord with all thy hand, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That should not be difficult since your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. It is undeniable that only God can bring healing when you are sick or hurt. That's what lecture we have received today. And this is in Exodus 15:26. Only God can bring peace during troubled times. Hebrews 13:20. Only God can give strength in the time of weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Only God is everything and anything you want him. You want him to be in your life. Ephesians 3:20. For in him we live and move and have our being. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, Daniel did not capitalize on his relationship with King Darius and request his release. Instead, Daniel trusted in the Most High God, who shut the lion's mouth, hoping that he can save in the time of danger. God is the only
yes.
one that can save us in time of danger. Daniel
yes.
chapter 6. Truly God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That is found in Psalm 46 verse 1. Like the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were supernaturally delivered from the burning fiery furnace, Daniel chapter 3, you too can see God turned the deadly fiery furnace threatening to consume them into a cooling zone. is the great miracle-working God, the controller of the universe, creator of all things, master of all, and is the Almighty God. Trust Him for everything, enjoy Him in everything, and ask Him for the solution to every problem. Although like Daniel, answer to your prayer may be hindered by unseen forces, don't give up. Keep praying earnestly and steadfastly, trusting in the one who has never lost a battle, the one who can eliminate all his adversaries. Daniel's answer was delayed for 3 weeks, but it arrived according to God's timing. He fearlessly entered into the lion's den, trusting in the God who can save, and he was saved. Imitate perseverance. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they were threatened, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They entered the fiery furnace, but were unharmed. Imitate their faithfulness and tenacity. Beloved, even when you experience delay, persecution, or blunt opposition, you too can stand firm and boldly declare the wonders of your wonderful God.
Yes.
You can have peace in turbulent times if you trust God and expect His answers in His own time and in His own way. Consider that He never comes late. However, during the waiting period, you must never cease to study His word, praise Him, give Him thanks, and pray without ceasing. And God will help us in troubled times, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So lead us with some prayer points. All right, so we're going to pray according to the word you have just had. God delivers His people from trouble, just like God delivered Daniel. My God, deliver Daniel. My God, deliver Daniel.
Deliver Daniel.
Our God, deliver Daniel. He also delivers me.
He shall deliver us.
Our God, deliver Daniel. Our God, deliver
my God,
Daniel.
Deliver Daniel. My God, deliver Daniel. Daniel. You surely deliver us.
Yes, so we're going to pray God to deliver us from all our problems. Spiritual problems, physical problems, financial problems. God is our deliverer. Just like the word of God we have heard. We're going to pray now, God, grant us deliverance from our troubles, from our problems, from sickness.
Father, deliver us from all our problems, O Lord God, you are our Father, you are the God of solution. Our Father, the God of solution, deliver us from all problems in the name of
Jesus. In our homes, in our families.
solution to every problem. God deliver us from all our problems in Jesus' name. May the God, the divine, turn around our situation. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, deliver us from destruction to celebration. In the name of Jesus, as we deliver the three Hebrew boys. O Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Deliver us from fear, from doubt, from unbelief.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Deliver
us, O Lord God of heaven, from furnace fires of life. Deliver us from lion's den in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, nothing is impossible with you. Turn our life around for your glory. And your glory alone in the name of Jesus. God of the divine, turn around. God of wonder, grace your present situation. To confuse and disgrace our enemies in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and block every access the enemy is using to introduce doubt and fear and confusion into our life in the name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' name, we have victory over all adversaries, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. O Lord God, no water of affliction can flow over our life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God for that. Pastor Moses, can you tell us what are the issues in the church in Kenya, East Africa? What's going on? What do you people need? What do you want God to do in the church in Kenya, East Africa? Let us know now.
Yeah, thank you very much, Reverend, for giving this opportunity to express myself again to the members around the world. Actually, we are the Church of Harvest, and I like to give a testimony. Called, we started to meet the church at the 18th month of May, 2018. And now we are celebrating 5 years. We have been there where we are at Kwantenga place in Nairobi. We have been there for 4 years with peace, with worshiping well. We have been worshiping and glorifying God there. But within a short time, the devil wants to trigger my faith to see where I will be. We were in a place, but we did not buy that place. We were renting, and a certain another church came behind us. So we were not even near. We were bordering as our eyes border the other side and the other side. The two churches are bringing commotion in and out. So the church come and meet us there. They come this year, the month of January, the 8th. So from the 8th up to now, I have not been resting. They go ahead and come with powerful instruments. As when we were preaching, we cannot listen to each other. They were having a powerful instrument, so it forces us, I cannot preach there. So we sat down and listened what they are preaching. And then we were ahead, God blessed us with some money, we purchased some instrument, and now we become somehow comfortable in preaching in our church. But they go ahead and see these people, they are not moving from this place, as they were thinking that when they come immediately, they will trigger us with a lot of noise, and we go out, and we kick out. But God gave us the grace, we stayed there. In the month of February, they go ahead and purchased the land where we were. And they beg the owner there. Now, we are going, we were given a feature to move from that place without having the notes. So it became like I was wondering, when we move from this place, we are going, and we are gathered the members of the church, they doesn't know where to go, I don't know where to take them, because already I have been given a picture to move within. It was on like Saturday. Saturday we are not going to have a service there, so we need to go house. So it become a commotion in and out. We are fighting to preach there. We are fighting and the other judge, but into an extent, we go to chief of the area and we share the ideas, what is going on, and actually God become on our side. He helped us. We were given 3 months to serve the notes of 3 months to look a place where we are going to worship. When we were doing that, we have a contribution around in our church, and the members actually they contributed, and we raised the $4,000, and we managed to pay the land, which was being sold $7,200. So we have 4,000 cash, and we cash in for the land. So we got this, we got a place where we are, but we have not finished the remaining amount for the charge. Actually, if you are there and you are willing that we spread this gospel together, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to, you move with me spreading the word of God to every part of Kenya. Because this church wanted us to die, not to exist. But God is on now. We are moving, we are waiting, we have a vision where we are going, we are preaching around the world, we need to preach, we need to reach those who have not been reached. By the grace of God, it has been sustaining from the month of January to this. I'm young, but what I have passed this year, it is like it was like a person who was 50 years old. But I thank God gave me the grace for the mantle. So anybody who just wanted to support us, to give us support to complete this land, to worship with peace, to worship, to glorify God in peace. You have heard me preaching, and you still continue to hear me preaching, but I request the entire world, anybody who has been touched, who is ready to support the ministry, you can be able to tell us, and we are willing to serve the ministry, we are willing to work to serve this ministry for God, and we are willing to reach the nations. We are really willing to reach those people who have not been reached. Actually, at this time, this is the end time. God needs us to work. God called us to go for the world, unite people, bring them together with the unity. And the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Anybody who gives a cheerful, a generous heart, may God of heaven, you will be blessed with God. And so, me with $1,200 to complete that land so that we worship with peace. But anybody who is willing and ready wants to support us, I request with the heart of humility, with the heart of humbleness and humbling in the presence of God, and asking the favor from God that give us the favor to your people. Anybody who is willing and ready to support the ministry, to support the work of God to move ahead, we cannot close this door. The door is free, the door is ready, and you can be able to enter from part and part you need to enter. May God of heaven bless you. May God of heaven bless you. Amen.
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 All right. Do we still have your brother online?
Platama Corey?
Your son is still online.
Platama Corey did not come online because
he didn't come today.
So, using the credit, he did not be able to manage.
Oh, okay. So what do we do? This weekend coming, I'm going to get the Zoom ready, and then I'm going to make sure we are able to operate fully. Everything is going to be in place by this weekend coming. We are operating 50% tonight. But we still got the word of God. We still got everything going on. Except that we didn't do the Zoom tonight. We're going to have that coming on this next weekend. We're going to have the Zoom on so that all of you from Africa who want to participate, Pastor Crystal from Liberia, Monrovia, Pastor Raphael, and all of them, we're going to have you all sharing. We enjoy the word of God from you guys. Also, our brethren here in America, they are also doing good too. God bless all of you. We want to thank all of you too much. I just looked at the statistics today, and I found out that this radio is reaching other parts of the world like Canada, Australia, Brazil, England, and Africa, Europe, all around the globe. People are listening to this radio, and we want to thank God for what he's doing. We are receiving testimonies, emails, and phone calls of what God is doing in the lives of people. We thank God for that. And our pastors from Kenya, East Africa, they need some financial support for their ministry. They have churches over there. They build churches. They have missions over there in East Africa. And one of them we just had right now, Pastor Moses from Nairobi, Kenya. He has just said some words with us. If any of you listeners, you want to donate to their ministry, feel free to send us your donation so that we can pass it on to them. Or you can call Pastor Moses, who I've just spoken today. You can call him on his phone line, 254-7288-33510. That's Kenya number. 254-7288-33510. You can call him directly and sow a seed in their ministries over there in East Africa where they are building churches. They need our financial support. Whatever you send to them is welcome. He just told me that you send ways. There is a system they use there, send ways. With that, you can send them your donations as well. And God bless all of you for helping the work in Africa. We want to thank God for Evangelist Lanka Lawal for spending all the time with us. God bless her and her family abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the Zoom on now. We now have our Zoom. With the Zoom, people from other parts of the world can be talking with us just like this. That's what the advantage of Zoom is. So we're going to have that in addition to what we have now. We're going to have that coming on this coming weekend. It's going to be a great time. Please forward this message to as many people you know. Email it, text it, print it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Thank you so much for being a part of this program. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Wish you Godspeed in the name of Jesus. And to our brethren in East Africa, God bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus. Next week, we're going to have Pastor Raphael Ondara. He's going to be joining us as well. we're going to be able to have a lot of men and women of God sharing the word under the same anointing. I tell you, the devil is in trouble in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless everyone that has joined us in this service tonight. Bless their homes and their families. Bless them abundantly. Bless their businesses and their jobs. Bless the works of their hands, that whatever they do, it shall prosper. Protect them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let your angels encamp around them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, who is that? Who is that just coming? Who is that? Is that Moses? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, somebody was talking. All right. So we have closed for the day. We're going to continue next weekend. God bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you so much.